friends, until we've been set free by Jesus, we're still bound in chains. We're still bound in the chains of sin. We're still bound in the chains of darkness. And sometimes, even when we've been set free by Jesus, we still sometimes go back to some chains that bind us. Last week we heard from Minnesota Teen Challenge. Wasn't that a good day? Amen. Those of you that are here, boy, that was a good day to hear those guys. The transforming work of God in their lives. But we know life is life. And we know sometimes we keep going back to the chains. Sometimes we keep putting them on ourselves. We heard that from the guys on the stage last week. And I wonder, if we really get serious with ourselves for a minute this morning, what are the chains of light that are still binding you or I? What chains are still holding us and restricting us? Chains of sin? Or addiction? Or anger? Chains of pride or lust? Maybe it's the chains of selfishness. Sometimes it's chains that keep us bound, isn't it? Let me ask you something. Would you agree that we face choices every day? I believe we do. I believe we face choices every single day, and some of the choices we make will have consequences for good and for bad. Some of the choices that we make every day will have consequences that we don't like. They'll stay with us for a long time. Some of the decisions that we make will place chains around us, around our neck, like we saw in the movie there, the clip that was referring to the movie of setting the slaves free. Some of those chains will shackle us and limit us and burden us sometimes for life until we've cried out to Jesus, surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus, and allowed His Spirit to help release us from those chains. They'll shackle us. They'll burden us. They'll drag us down. After I did the funeral for that 3-year-old boy a while back, the Lord put on my heart to meet with a man. And so I went to the jail that he was being held, and I told him that, among a lot of other things, I told him, God loves you. He's willing to forgive. Doesn't matter what we've done. Yes, we talked about there's going to be consequences. But when we cry out to the living God for forgiveness and we cry out to Jesus Christ as Lord, He sets us free from the bondage of sin. That particular person received that grace. Yes, there's consequences because of what happened. There's 10 years worth of consequences. But he's been set free in Jesus. When we choose to surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, He's willing to loose us from the chains that bind. Amen? He's willing to loose us from the chains that bound us, from sin that shackles us and will drag us to hell. He's willing to set us free from the addictions or the behaviors or the habits of life. He wants to do that for us. We've got to surrender. We've got to receive Him. We've got to trust Him. This is a great song. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Can you relate? My good buddy Howard Kropensky could relate too. This was his favorite song. And a year ago, this next Wednesday, our praise team sung it at his funeral. But you see, brothers and sisters, Howard had been set free from the chains of life because he met Jesus in a real way. He was set free, and he knew that. And that's why he wanted the praise team to sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone at his funeral. He was only 41 years old. But he knew he was set free in Jesus. And we can be too. And friends, if we're here today and not experience the freedoms in Christ, I suggest, why not allow Him to free us from the chains that bind? I suggest to us today, brothers and sisters, that you can be free from the addictions and the behaviors and sin that binds us. That freedom comes in Christ. You say, well, preacher, I've given my life to Jesus, and I still have these chains wrapped around my neck, it seems, from time to time. Maybe today is a day to lay them at the cross and leave them there. Maybe today is a day to repent and surrender one more division, one more section of our heart, one more part of our life to Him, and lay them chains at the cross and stop taking them back up. Or maybe you might be saying to me today, preacher, I don't know how to be set free. Never done that. Then listen to the scripture that I'm going to share with you in just a moment, brothers and sisters, and allow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to release you from the chains that bind. John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31 to 36. You know these verses. You've heard them before. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, if you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, we're Abraham's descendants and never been bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? And Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. You know what? At one point in our lives, we're all in that game until we've been freed from sin by Jesus. And Jesus is just reminding the Jewish people, even though they figured in their minds they were the ones with the inheritance, they were the ones with the blessing, they were Abraham's descendants, they were a shoe-in. And Jesus replied and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, Jesus said, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I say hallelujah. When the Son, you see, brothers and sisters, the Son, the S-O-N, Jesus sets us free. He said, you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. Free from whatever. We heard a lot of frees from whatever on the stage last week. Maybe your chains aren't the addictions that those men struggled with that were telling us about that last week. But we can be free in Jesus of whatever it is that binds us. Whatever it used to be can just be that. It used to be I've been set free in Jesus. Therefore, He said, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. But you know what, friends? I believe that a large part of the chains that we have in life are self-induced. You still with me? I believe a lot of times our chains are self-induced. I've talked to lots of folks, and some of them have had addiction problems, just like our friends on the stage last week. I've been to the St. Cloud Penitentiary. I was trained by the people there to go in and visit folks there, and they told us in training that 95% of those coming in to be locked up, 95% say it's somebody else's fault. I believe very oftentimes our chains are self-induced. We put them on ourselves with choices, behaviors. Could be addictions. It could be anger. It could be bitterness. It could be unwillingness to forgive. It could be unwillingness to love. I believe there's a core reason that we experience so much trouble in life. It's because of our choices, and because even though we may have been set free by the cleansing blood of Jesus, way too often times it seems we keep going back to the chains. We keep going back and gathering them up ourselves. Friends, if you've never been set free by Jesus Christ, it's time. It's time to be set free in Jesus. Eternity depends upon it. What we do with Jesus. God does not desire that we keep carrying around this anchor around our neck, this anchor of sin, this anchor of condemnation, this anchor of habit. God wants us to be free in Jesus and free to worship Him in His Spirit. When Jesus said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed," He meant it. And I know sometimes what we think. I know that, okay, I can go to church, I can take baptism, I can take communion, I can take confirmation or whatever else, and I'll get my freedom. Freedoms don't come in that, brothers and sisters. Freedom come in Jesus. Yes, those are good things. Those are sacraments. Those are things we should do. But we should be doing them because we have been set free in Jesus. I like testimonies. You like testimonies? Last week, we heard a bunch of good testimonies. I wish it wouldn't have been quite so snowy because some of you maybe didn't get a chance to come here. But we heard some great testimonies from men that are being transformed and set free by Jesus. Set free from the addictions of alcohol and drugs. So I like testimonies. And every now and then somebody I'll be with somebody and they'll tell me their testimony. They'll tell me their story. Well, that happened here 2 weeks ago when somebody sent me their story. The people that sent this didn't know Teen Challenge was coming. The people that sent this didn't know I was going to be talking about being set free from the chains that bind us today. They didn't know either one, but God did. And they sent me this testimony. Here's what it says. "I was baptized as an infant. My family was the Christmas and Easter crowd. I only remember going to church a couple times a year. At the age of 10, we didn't go at all. My husband was baptized as an infant also. Unlike me, he was raised in the church up until his early teens. In high school, we started experimenting with smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, and drinking." Let me just interject a little bit. This is a good testimony, and I'm going to get back to it. But let me just interject a little bit. Those of you that were here last week heard man after man after man say how he started with just a little bit of this, or just a little bit of that, just a little bit of smoking, or just a little bit of drinking, or just a little bit of weed, and pretty quick it moved on to something else, and pretty quick they're in jail, and pretty quick all these things happened. And this testimony says the same thing. Let me just say something to you, brothers and sisters, and I know some of you think I'm old, and some of you think I'm starchy, and I might be both. But just a little bit of sin is not going to get it done with Jesus. And so when we take just a little bit of sin, pretty quick it's a little bit more sin, and pretty quick we're wandering down the pathway to hell. And even when it comes to things like smokes, and even if we parents say, "Oh, just a little bit of drink shouldn't hurt you," or just a little bit of your teenage friends or your 20-something or 30-something friends are saying, "Just a little bit of weed won't hurt you," that's where every one of them started last week, with just a little bit. And they're all addicted, they're all hooked, and they're on the fast track to hell. Don't let someone lie to you and say, "Just a little bit won't hurt you." Now, let us reconvene with the testimony. I'll try not to go off too often. In high school, we started experimenting with smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, and drinking. That soon led to other substances of cocaine, methamphetamines, and LSD. Meth, pot, and alcohol soon became the drug of choice. This went on for 5 years until I became pregnant. I quit using while I was pregnant, thankfully, but my husband did not. I would become very angry at him, and then to get back at him, I would drink. My husband started selling meth out of our home. It was a way to support his habit and even bring in some extra money. My sister-in-law invited me to go to church with her. While waiting for her to come pick me up, our oldest child, who was about 3 or 4 years old at the time, came to me holding a package, and she said, "What's this, Mommy?" She was holding a package of meth. I was furious with my husband. I didn't want to go to church. I was too upset to go to church, but I went anyway. I know now that Satan was trying to keep me out of the church. I started going to a really good church, at least sometimes, but I didn't make any commitments. A couple years later, both my husband and I went to a crusade. It was 1990, and we went up to the altar call. But soon we fell back into the same old routine of life. We were like the seeds that were sown among the thorns in Mark 4, 18 and 19. If you're not familiar with that little story, you can read about the parable of the four soils. Our marriage was bumpy. I was drinking, he was using. We were not happy. I remember standing in the shower crying out to Jesus saying, "Lord, I can't live like this. I won't live like this past our 10-year anniversary." Fast forward a few years. It's 1994 and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary in Minnesota. We're starting a new life. I had completely forgotten the prayer in the shower until our 10th anniversary, and I realized that the Lord had moved us here to Motley. He had answered our prayer. He is faithful even when we are not. Well, we decided we should raise our kids in a church. Since we were both brought up in a church, we decided to join that same church. We would go regularly, and then we would fall away. This went on for 17 years. I felt that the Lord led us out of Egypt, slavery, and bondage to drugs and alcohol, and we had been wandering in the desert for 17 years. Then one morning, a couple of winters ago, I decided to move my alarm clock up earlier, and guess whose voice I woke up and heard? My former pastor. I knew I had to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus. And then the Lord led me to the Motley Free Methodist Church, literally made my car pull into the parking lot. My husband and I have both recommitted our lives to the Lord. People often say, "Why are you so happy?" Our reply is, because we've been set free in Jesus. The words love, peace, joy were words we only used at Christmas. They were just words, but now they're real. I feel so much love, so much peace and joy every day because Jesus has saved us from sin and set us free. He paid our ransom. I know I have a home reserved in heaven. Hallelujah. These people are amongst us. This is a real story. They'll remain anonymous because they chose to. But they're amongst us. These are real stories of real people because Jesus is real. He sets us free. And friends, I said this last week at the close of our second service, you may be here today and you may not be shackled by the burden of alcohol or drug addictions like our brothers who were on the stage last week. That may not be the issue. But until we have been set free from the shackles of sin by the shed blood of Jesus, we're still chained. And we're going to ask our praise team to come and sing a song this morning that challenges us to rise above the shackles. And so while we're singing this last song, I'm going to invite you. We got a few minutes here before we're going to close. Pastor Les is here. Pastor Isaac is here. I'm here. Pastor Maria is here. There's a lot of folks that'll pray with you. If something is still shackling you, brothers and sisters, it's time to let it go. If you have not surrendered your life completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it's time to be set free in Jesus. We want to pray with you today. If there's something else that's just burdening you, just weighing you down, just dragging you back, just holding you, just this weight, this anchor around your neck, release it to the cross of Jesus today and let Him walk with you in life. You've got to trust Him as Lord. You've got to invite Him into your life. We've got to repent of our sin and we've got to lay the burdens down, just like the Matthew 11:28 verse that we heard earlier. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And so if you're shackled with chains today, friends, we want to pray with you. There's a lot of us that are around here that we want to pray with you. If you want to come up and kneel at the altars and just pray yourself, do it. Let the chains go today. Let's stand up and sing this song together.